good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Anna Elmquist. And good morning to you, Anna.
Good morning to you, too.
Anna, it seems as though we now have events going all year long related to raising money. And the Relay for Life whole campaign, I think, was the beginning of this year-round fundraising.
It was, exactly, yeah. And we were just pretty much stuck in that rut for, probably over 25 years. And it worked for us, I guess. And now we've got some new blood in our organization, which we couldn't be more thankful for. And they're like, let's get this going. It's a year-round thing, cancer is. And
that's true.
We address it every, as often as we're given an opportunity to address it.
Okay. So, well, we're going to do that on Sunday, right? You're going to have an event on Sunday.
We're going to have a Sunday fun day at Vic's Party Room, and it's on Main Street in Audubon, and it's at 304 Broadway. We're going to be painting a daisy, and Mason Liebeck of the Grumpy Gnome is going to be our canvas painting leader, and we're going to be painting a beautiful big daisy.
Hmm.
And it's really pretty. It really is nice.
And everybody goes home with a painting.
Everybody goes home with a painting. That's right. It's from 1 o'clock till 4. There's a cash bar and there's appetizers provided by the committee. The cost of the event is $35 per person. And we still have room for probably maybe about 10 more. And you can reply to Shelby Jensen. And her number is 712-304-2833 or shelbykjensen@gmail.com.
Okay. So you really do need to make a reservation and make sure there's, enough space. And all of the tools, all of the equipment, all of the paints, et cetera, that's all furnished, correct?
Yes, everything's provided. All you have to do is be willing to show up.
Show up.
I tell you, she even could get me to paint something, and I don't really have any artistic ability in my little body.
Yeah, and a lot of people say that, Anna, that, I couldn't do that because I have no artistic ability. But kind of getting acquainted with some folks who are doing this, they go, yeah, you do come out with a product that's like, a surprise.
It is a surprise, and you just start with a little... a little blop on the canvas, and all of a sudden she's got you smearing it around, and voila, it's amazing. It's like magic. It's a great thing. Yeah, so we have that. We're really excited about that, kicking off our year again. And then we have our Relay for Life kickoff at Danish Countryside Vines and Wines on Thursday, April 25th. It's an evening event, and Lauren Christensen is the owner, him and his wife, of the venue, and he sings, and he's going to do a rock and roll and country venue tonight. And, people get up and dance and everything else, and there's food available for purchase there, and it will go from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. And we'd love to have people come out, and all the tips are donated to the American Cancer Society.
Okay.
So
now that one,
it's a fun evening.
Yeah, and I assume you don't need reservations for that one. You just show up.
You just show up.
And what time does that start?
Well, it starts at 6:30 is when he starts singing. And, a lot of people come at 6 or so, make sure they get a spot and get their little, beverage and their food and everything, too. But you can eat all evening, too.
Okay.
So, and there's no admittance to that. You just come. And that's at 1425 Littlefield Drive.
And if you haven't been,
if
you haven't been there, that's a fun place just to go to kind of see it and get acquainted with it and see what the possibilities are. Maybe you want to have a party there sometime. So
it's really a great venue for all kinds of social events and everything, and a tour for a youth group or adults even. It's very, very educational place if you go there. If you've ever been on a tour, it really is a very interesting place. And they're very welcoming and very easy to work with and everything, too. So it's a great evening of fun. It is. It really is a great. This is the third year that he's shared his venue with us to do our kickoff. And we've always had just a marvelous turnout.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun time. And then on May 4th, we have our Relay for Life garage sale. And it happens to be in our garage. It's at 414 3rd Avenue in Audubon, and that runs from 8 till noon. And it's really a crazy day. Last year was our first time to do it, and I'm not a garage sale type person, but it was more fun than I've had in a long time. It was just, people are just, they're just crazy about garage sales. It's awesome. And
now,
the town is just packed. It's a fun venue.
Okay, so that's the day that there are garage sales all over town.
Yes, there's garage sales all over Audubon, and I don't even know if there's one in Exira that day or not, too, but that's when Audubon has theirs, I know.
Okay, so you can really go garage sale nuts because there's so many to go to, but we want to be sure that you stop at your garage, and I'm guessing people, it's not just your stuff, it's other people who donate things all year long?
Right, it's all our whole committee brings stuff, and it's usually, last year it was a garage pool. So it was a fun experience. It
mm-hmm.
was.
Well,
yep.
You know, and
we had a great day, so we're going to have a great day again this year.
Let's hope so. You know, so far that you've mentioned three things. All of them are a social event as well as the fundraiser and, you know, whatever's actually going on. People get together and have a good time.
Oh, yes, they do. They truly do. It's always, you know, some of us have to be drug out of our door and pushed into a social event. It really is. You just make new friends at everything you go to,
mm-hmm.
I find.
Mm-hmm. So that's in May, May 4th. Okay. What's next?
And then our final, not our final thing for the year, but our big event of the year is our Relay for Life. And it's on Friday, June 7th. And it's going to be held at the Agri Hall this year on the Audubon County Fairgrounds. We decided to move it inside, and we're still in the process of what all's going to happen. We're trying to make it bigger and better, and that event will be Friday evening. Well, it starts probably really around 5:30 till 8, and we're still planning on something to go carry on after that event. We just haven't gotten that big finale finished yet.
Sure.
And we've got Two Palms Grilling. We'll be providing the food. They do an excellent job. We'll have some entertainment and just a lot of educational information about some things that we need to keep an eye on for cancer identification and aids and assistance that are available out there. And it's just a fun night of everybody. There's a lot of laughs and a lot of tears that night.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very moving thing, and I encourage people, if they've been touched by it or an aid to someone, to come and appreciate it and learn from the experience. It's really a fun evening.
So all of these things, we need to remind folks that all of these events, the purpose is to raise money for cancer research.
It is, exactly. And we've had phenomenal years. We don't necessarily have the huge numbers that our surrounding counties do, but for the size of our county, we outshine them just
yes.
because of the size of our population. So we kind of get down in the dumps of that about it once in a while, but we are doing a marvelous job, and we want to continue to do it, and we want to touch people's lives and help people find help if they have cancer, or to educate people so they can, you know, find it early. There's, you know, just find it early and fight the fight, and you've got a lot of support. It touches all of us differently. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we're touched with it now with our grandson. That he's got 5 treatments left. He'll be done April of 2020. We're so proud of Hudson. But it touches everybody. Ours breaks our heart, but, you know, he's a survivor, and he's kicking it, and he's good, you know, but it takes a lot of dollars to keep finding that research, and they're doing new things with him all the time, and it's because of these dollars. Every dollar counts. Every dollar counts.
How old is Hudson?
He was 3 when it started. He's 5 now.
Wow.
And he'll be done, like I say, April 20, 1920, and so he does chemo every day and once a month, and then, you know, every 3 months, a lumbar puncture, and he's a brave little boy.
Oh, my goodness.
It makes us think, you know, how weak we are sometimes, and he shows you what courage is all about, and we're so proud of the whole families that surround him, and it's that way with the community. I mean, it is. People step up. that's an emotional thing for me. I'm sorry.
No, that's I can't even imagine with somebody that age and what you as a family are going through. So let's remind folks of this fun event coming up on this Sunday.
Sunday, we've got Sunday Fun Day at Vic's Party Room from 1 to 4. It's on Main Street in Audubon. We'll be painting a daisy. It's $35. Get a hold of Shelby Jensen at 712-304-2833 or Shelby K. Jensen at gmail.com and come join us. It's just a great, fun afternoon of food and frolicking and painting.
Okay. Thank you so much, Anna Elmquist, for visiting with us. And here's a thought that Hudson's showing you. Positivity is a choice.